ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated in loving memory of Mr. Chaim Muscat by his daughter, Mrs. Barbara Monash.
Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis. Gemara starts on the bottom of Nun Aleph and Beis. Avodah Kechavim Shal Oivet Kechavim Asur Miyad. The Mishnah said that Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Asur Miyad even before it was Nevad, before it was ever served. It's also as soon as it was made to be an Avodah Zarah. More brings a machlokes tanoim about that. Mesnisin manir bekivi, the Tanya Avit Abdens kol makayim mitzra avdu shaban goyim. Kelim shenstam shem avid tzchav makasam edaber yochal asam legomrim gomrim leivim avim lenstam shem yochal yestrum tamleim shavdu shaban goyim. In asur matchi yavdu. We dash na shavdu shaban goyim that the goyim's Avodah Zarah is not asur until it's yavdu. Divir bishmol bekiva oimer. Shmuel says, "Avei Yitzchavim shavichavim in a surah shetevish shayisol asur miyad." The verb Shmuel, "Mekivay mechiluf advarim." Avei Yitzchavim shavichavim asur miyad, shayisol ad shetevet. Machlekes Shmuel and Mekivay. Shmuel says, "A goy's avei dezora is only also when it's nevar, and a yid's avei dezora is also right away." And Mekivay says it's just the opposite. A goy's avei dezora is asur miyad, and a yid's avei dezora is only also when it's nevar. So the Mishnah is going with Shitas or Mekivay. That a goy's Avodah Zarah is also miyad, and a Yisrael is only also shetevet. There's an interesting shaila that Menachas Chinuch brings in Mitzvah Reishia Dalad, Ois Dalad, that he says, what does it mean Avodah Zarah of a goy and Avodah Zarah of a yid? So, to Menachas Chinuch, it doesn't depend on who it belongs to. It brings a raya from the Sugya and Daf Yutess that if a goy hired a yid to make an Avodah Zarah for him, even if while the yid is making it, it still belongs to him until he's finished and the guy is kind, it still belongs to Yisrael. But still, since it's being made, the tzairich the guy is Avodah Zarah, that the guy is hiring the yid to make it for the purpose of him serving Avodah Zarah with it. Is the Gemara and Daf Yutess is Mavur, Zakta Mechas Chinuch, that that's called Avodah Zarah Shal Akum, that has a din of Asura Miyad, has a din of Avodah Zarah Shal Akum. When it's Nesaf, it's Nesaf Miyad Achetevat. That is a din of Avodah Zarah Shal Akum. It's been doing like that in Rashi and Daf Yutess. That Avodah Zarah Shal Akum, which I saw, is not totally in who owns this Chayfetz. It's totally in whose Avodah it's meant for. Is it meant for Avodah of Yisrael or Avodah of a Goy? Mechaschinach says, V'oy Yeshachachas Ozeder. He says, there are other rise to this. The Iker Toli B'Shvil Miha Asiya. In B'Shvil Goy Naseris Miyad. Same way, the other way around, he says, if a goy is making for Yisrael, if it's being made for Yisrael, it's not Nesar until it's Nevad. Chayr, it's a little bit tzarech beer. Why should we tell him who it's being made for? Chayr, the Torah said a difference between Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael and Avodah Zarah Shal Akum. Pasht, the type would be, if it's Avodah Zarah, is Yisrael's Avodah Zarah or a goy's Avodah Zarah? The Emes says there's a drisha in Siman Kuf Mem Hei. His Beis, Hagoyas Drisha, that he's going on Beis Yosef there, and he says that Yisrael Meshumid, Yisrael who was Kishmad, he's already an Oivet Avodah Zarah, he's a guy, and Yisrael Meshumid, Zokta has a din, like a guy Benegay this, that his Avodah Zarah is going to be Nesa Miyad. Because Zokta had a reason that Yisrael's Avodah Zarah is only Nesa Kishayevat, Yisrael Shoyse Kedei Lo'ivdoi, Amin and Dilma Yachzaboy. In Nesel can Oivdei. By Yisrael, you could always say, maybe he'll be Chayzer. It's not Pecheskas that he's going to go be Avid Avodah Zarah. So even if he decided to go be Avid Avodah Zarah, and he's in the middle of making an Avodah Zarah, just because he made it, you don't say it's going to be Avodah Zarah. It could be he'll be Chayzer. So therefore, it's in Nesel can Oivdei. Shanky may go, he'll probably be Avid it. Mail is Nesel Miyad. So Mail is an Afkamino. Yisrael Meshumid, Dr. Drisha, is going to come out of Chiddush that Yisrael Meshumid will have a din like a guy that will be Nesa Miyad. So if you go with the Drisha's Tam, it's very moving that it's totally like the Menachas Chinuch says, it's totally who's Avodah that's meant for. It's not totally who it belongs to. If it's meant for the Avodah of a guy, then it's Nesa Miyad. It's not, there's no Chashash Chazar. The Taz and Kuf Lametes Aleph and Kuf Memhei, it's Tainas on the Drisha, Mehecha Tesa for us to say Taimim in the Pasuk, it's Xeris HaKosov. And Mela, as long as Yisrael Meshumid, the Maisa has a din Yisrael, so it doesn't make a difference. We don't put our own time in. And if the Maisa, if he's Yisrael, he has a din that is only Nesar Achetevat. The Emes is the Drisha's tam is really mentioned in the Ritva, Numbezim and Aleph, that when the Gemara is darshing the Psukim, the Gemara says, Emek de Nochri, maybe Yisrael should have the same din like a Nochri. Dr. the Ritva, on Daf Numbezim and Aleph, Afagav the Vedizor, the Yisrael Chamir Linyan Gneza, Hani Mila Achasha Ovda, the Ovid but Tvemi Nochri, the Odik but Tvemi Nochri. Dr. Ritva, even though we find that Benigeya Gneza, Benigeya, once we have an Avodah Zorah, which is also that Avodah Zorah Shei Yisrael is more chomer, you have to be gain, is it, in other words, it doesn't have bittul. See the Gemara Vaita, it's Tong Geniza, it doesn't have bittul. So even though Benigeya that, we find that Yisrael is more chomer than a guy. So well, that's after he was over it. The Odik Batvei Minachri, once Yisrael gets into it, he gets more involved than a guy. So Mela, it's more chomer afterwards, had to be Mevatalit. Avakol Man Shaloi Avda, Loi Chamira Minachri. Adar Abba, Ovid de Mamlech Tvei. Says, but that's only after he was over it. But before he was over it, he's not as chomer as a guy. Just the opposite, Dr. Ritva. We'll say that maybe he'll be Mamlech, maybe he'll change his mind. So therefore, there's a makom to say that it should be more chomer Lachash Avda and less chomer Kaidim Shavda. So he's mentioning the Drisha's Swara, that Dilma Mamlech, that there's a stick a chilek between a Yisrael and a guy, maybe he'll be Mamlech. And he sounds like the din of Alachash Avda also, that Yisrael does not have bittul, is also not a gzeres akasub. There's also a svara to it, because Yisrael, after he's Avda, is Odik Batvei, he gets more stuck to it. So therefore, there's a makom to say that it's not just time in the crowd, there's a yisrael, why it's choluk Yisrael from a guy. In the Ritva itself, you could say, it doesn't mean Ladina, he's just saying a svara in the drashas. But if you follow through the Ritva Svara Ladina, like the Drisha is doing, then it should come out that the Ritva said a Svara Mbittel also, that Yisrael Meshumid should have a Din Bittel like a guy, that his Avodah Zorah, he should have a Din like a guy, his Avodah Zorah should have a Din Bittel like a guy. The Taz Tak in Kuf Lamites, when he goes on the Drisha in Kuf Lamites Aleph, he speaks about both ways, Benigeya Bittel and Benigeya, when the Avodah Zorah becomes Nesar. And he says we shouldn't say time in the craw, and when it becomes Nessa, and who then just like he says, just like it's Pashat, that in Bittul also, Yisrael Meshumid is going to have a din, just like a Yisrael, then he gave a chain lin yin Bittul, shayin yochel levatil el klamo Yisrael, mash kosav Rashi, behedi avi abis Yisus, and kufman hey. So he says that both in Bittul and in the Zman, when the Vaidazor is Nevad, there can't be Mechalik Yisrael Meshumid from a regular yid. The emphasis in the Kudus Hakesef on that Taz brings the Rama and Perik Beis from Avodah Zorah. It says, "Divrei Rama Perik Beis Milchus Avodah Zchavim Mashmika Drisha." And the Rama and Perik Beis from Avodah Zchavim doesn't really say that Drisha's Tam. Rama just says that Yisrael Meshumid, Yisrael Mumma has a din ka'akum l'chol dvarov. And he gave all his dinim, we don him like an akum. So the Kudus Hakesef is saying, if he's like an akum, he has a din that is Avodah Zorah's Nesem Yad, and he has a bittel. It would sound like from the Kudus HaKesef that he's arguing on the Taz, but the Chayu is not the same time as the Drisha. The Drisha is saying because of the Svaras that we're saying here for these Dinim Gufa, that the Kudus HaKesef is saying a much more general din, that the Rambam says he's considered like a guy l'chol dvarov. The Pesachei Tshuva and Kuf Mem Vav Aleph brings Tferes L'Moshe, that Afil Yisrael Mumer B'negei Bittel, Afil Yisrael Mumer has a din like a Yisrael. If Yisrael Mumma has a din like a Yisrael, you shouldn't say he has a din like a guy. Not like the Nekudas HaKesef. Pesachei Tshuva says, I ain't fair as Lomayish, because we're Salaim HaFil Yisrael Mumma. He says, it has to be that way, because who else are we talking about? If we're talking about a Yid that's not Avid Avid Zorah, then he has no Shaykh to Avid Zorah, he can't be Mevatel. Like the Gemara says, someone that's Loi Polach, Loi Mevatel. So obviously when we're talking about Yisrael being Mevatel, we're talking about Yisrael as Avid Avid Zorah, and that usually gives him a din of Yisrael Mumma. So Meili says, you see, even Yisrael Mumer has a din like a Yisrael. Avni Nezer and Tshuva, Nerdei Asim Kuf Chavdalid, he says that in this Nidin of the Shach, if he has a din Akam or din Yisrael, goes through all the Sugis and Shas, there's Rishayin and Benigeya, Chalitza, and other places. He says, we only say that he's a Akam L'chumra, Menat L'kula. So Meili, it's Pasha talk there, that even if you'll go like the Drisha, that he has a din akam l'chumra, that his Avodah Zorah is nesa miyad, even before you over it. But Avad al-Kul is not going to have a din akam, and his bittul is not going to be a bittul. His bittul is not going to be a bittul. That's because he's looking at it as the Shach Shaila, Nekudas HaKasef, what this person's status is. If he has a din like a goy, like a yid. If he has a din like a goy, like a yid, so that he brings rise from Shas only Lekula, only the Chumah that he has a din like a goy. Ablakula, we still have to consider him as a yid. We can't be makel that he has a din goy. But if you go with the drishas svaris, which Taz is coming lafuke from, the putting in the time in the kra, and the svaris that was saying the ritual brings in, then the chayra it shouldn't have a shaykhas to the sugis that Abdi Nezer brings from Gan Shas, and it could go both ways for bittul and for when Avay Dazara is nesa. Mora continues, Amamar became the Shastam Shemel of Yitzchav Makasim and Dabir, Hamakaimus Ksiv Fecting Mora, main Indian Makaimus, the Misri, the Ksivli Heim, Alahorim, Loyahorim, Eliheim, Tanayu Indian the Kalim, Mikan Omro, Yitzchav, Shavichov, Men Asuril, Achatevet. Mora says that we dash in this Pasik, Abi to Abdun is called Makaimus, Shavdu Shamagoyim, that it can't be going on the Makaimus itself, because the Karka, the Machubr, the Horim is not Nesar. It must be talking about the Meshamshim of the Avodah Zarah, Bekelim Shen Shtamshim Ben Avodah Zarah, which are Tolosh, even though the Har is Mechubah, but the Meshamshim are Tolosh, and the Pasuk is going on the Meshamshim, that they're Nesar, and on that it says the Din of Ad Shetevat. So Taisus speaks out, Tanei Inyan Lekelim, that we're talking about here, Meshamshim of a Har. The Har itself is an Avodah Zarah, but the Har is not Nesar, even though it's Nevad, the Har is not Nesar, because we Darshan Lo Yehoram Eliheim, the Mechubah is not Nesar. But Afal Pike, the Gemara is saying over here that the Meshamshim of that Har become Nesa, even though Rabbi Dezor itself doesn't become Nesa, the Meshamshim of that Har become Nesa. Taisus points out that it's different than Takrovis that we have on Daf Memhei, that Takrovis of a Mechubar is Mutter. Over there is a Shaila of a Chaykist in Taisus Rashi, with Rabbeinu Tam. But Taisus over here brings from Daf Memhei that Takrovis of a Har is Mutter. That since the Har itself is not an Rabbi Dezor, so it's Takrevis doesn't get a din of Takrevis of Idazar, it doesn't get a din of Zivche Mason. Over here we're saying that but again the din of Meshamshim, even though Avedazar itself is not Nessa as an Avedazar, but the Meshamshim, since the Meshamshim are Tolosh, they are Nessa. So Taz points out this difference, that there's a chilik between Takrevis, it says, which is learned from the Pasuk of Zivche Mason, and it only has a din of Zivche Mason, Daima, to the Pasuk. Takrevis of Avedazar is talking about Avedazar, the Pasuk of Zivche Mason is talking about Pa'or, which is Tolosh. So we only have a Takrevis of something which the Avedazar itself is Nesa. Shenkin the din of Meshamshim that the Gemara is talking about over here, Zakhtar by Kalim, Kedamasakacha, over here, the Kalim are Nesa, even though the Avedazar itself is not Nesa. Now, this is not Muskim, Taisis and Chulin, Daf Mem, says, learns our Gemara, that the Meshamshim of Mechubra Mutter, Shamshim and Mechubra Mutter, and he learns that's good for the Gemara's drasha. The Gemara is saying, "Ain't the Mekayimus to Loi Mystery." The Chesiv Liheim Al Harav Loi Harav Liheim. The Gemara is saying, "It's Ain't the Inyan to Avedazar of Mechubra. By Avedazar of Mechubra, the Kalim, the Shamshim attacking going to be Mutter, because the Avedazar itself is Mutter Loi Harav Liheim." And the Gemara is saying, "Tenayu Inyan the Kalim put it for a case of Avedazar of Tolosh. That since the pasuk is Ain't the Inyan the Mekayim, by Tenayu Inyan the Makav Achar, that by Avedazar of Tolosh." Over there, the Meshamshim are Nesa when they're Nevad. But Tais in Chulin says that Fakar, this is the Makar from this Gemara, that Takrevis of Ahar is not Nesa. Because just like we're dashing that the Meshamshim of Ahar is not Nesa, because Loya Horam Eliheim, so Takrevis of Ahar is also not Nesa. You can only become Nesa, Agav Davay Dezorah, if Davay Dezorah itself is Nesa. Etzim Din, the Gemara is learning that the Meshamshim are not Nesa, Achi Yevdu. And from there we learn, according to Bishmol, that Hu Adin, the Avedazar itself is not Nesar Achiyevet. Kivus Chaylik, that the Avedazar itself is Nesar Miyad by Agoy. But Afapike, and the Gemara says later, in the middle of the Amud, by Rav Amnuna, the Gemara says that the Meshamshim, Rabbi Kivus Maida, Rabbi Kivus only being Chaylik on the Avedazar itself, but Rabbi Kivus Maida be said to this drasha, that the Meshamshim are only Aser Achiyevet. So that's Lekuli Alma, that the Meshamshim Avedazar, even Baif and the Avedazar is Nesa right away, the Meshamshim Avedazar are only also Achiyavdu. What does it mean Achiyavdu? So there's a Ritva on the Daf Mem Zayin and Mabez, the Vimascha Saidai. Ritva says that means until the Avedazar was served. It means just like we have two Zmanim here in the Avedazar, by Yisrael and by Goy, if it's Nesa Miyad, as soon as it was made with Teres Avedazar, or only when it was served. There's two different levels of Avodah Zarah. We're saying the Meshamshim Achiyavdu, that in order for Meshamshim to be Nesar, because of their Meshamish of Avodah Zarah, their Nesar Ag of Avodah Zarah, is only an Avodah Zarah that was at the level that was never B'Poyel. Not just an Avodah Zarah that was made to be an Avodah Zarah. That's what it was, learning the din of Achiyavdu. That B'Chayai Gavna B'Nengei Meshamshim, we need a stronger level of Avodah Zarah of Achiyavdu. We need the Avodah Zarah, just like Rabbi Shmuel and Akiva both have, and Avodah Zarah of Shas Hasi, and Avodah Zarah of Nevad, Achetevad, for the Meshamshim Yizichin need Achetevad. But that we don't need that the Meshamshim, the Gemara does not mean that the Meshamshim were used to be Meshamish. It just means once the Avodah Zarah is Nevad, then the Meshamshim become Meshamshim. They say the Yaakov brings the Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Ches, the Lashon Rashi is Achi Yisham Shubo. It's not totally in when the Avodah Zarah was Nevad. The halacha of Meshamshim Achi Yevdu means that Meshamshim do not have a din that they're Nesa Meshas Asiyah from the time that they're made to be Meshamshim. They're Nesa only from the time that they were poil when Ishtamish Bem, that they were used to be Meshamish Avodah Zarah. That's really Lashon Rashi here too. Lashon Rashi, Divrei Maschil, Meshamshim, on the base of an Aleph, Meshamshim, the soul, Meshamshim, Vetzchavim, Nevichavim, Gomar, Vlemisa Achi Ishtamshu Behen Lavedis Kechavim. Rashi says they're not Nesa until they were used for Avodah Zarah. That's what it means, Ad Shetevad. Rashi repeats it again in the Gemara of Rishchon, the Gemara of Kler HaShayla, Rav Hanuna, Rishach Kli L'Avodah Zarah. If somebody fixed up a Kli for Avodah Zarah, the question is, if it goes to, it gets the Isser of Meshamshim, that's the Gemara started off. The Gemara says, Avodah Zarah, the man, Ilem, Avodah Zarah, the Vichavim, Bein L'Bishmol, Bein L'Bikiva, Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah, Meshamshim, Avodah Zarah, Mein Asur, Matshi Yavdu. It's only Osra Achiyavdu. So what's the Shailah? Meshamshim Vetzchavim is only Osra Achiyavdu. So the Gemara goes and says that it's a different Shailah. The Shailah was a Shailah of Tumah Yishana. But upon him, the Gemara says, we can't be clearing by Rishchon that Meshamshim should be Osra right away, because Meshamshim L'Kuli Alma is Achiyavdu. Is Achiyavdu. So Rashi explains when the Gemara fears ice that the Shaila has been a Geya, being Chayzer, the Tomasim HaYishana. Rashi says, we're talking about Chaz of Erischan of Eidz Chachavim, but Dayan Lein Shtam Shubay. Mihodru Lutuma Kemaisa Elav. That the question is, when it was Nishba, and then you put it back to be Meshamshim, but Dayan Lein Shtam Shubay, and they didn't use it after they put it back, they didn't use it yet for to be Meshamish Avay Dezor. Why is Rashi saying a Dayan Lein Shtam Shubay? Because if they used it already to be Avay Dezor again, so then it should become a new Meshamshim. The whole question over here, Rav Nuna, if it could go back to its old din, the fact that you fixed it back up, if it's Chazrul Tomasei Yishana, if it goes back to its old din, if it was Meshamish right now, so it could get a new din of Meshamshim now, it doesn't have to go back to its old din. So that's what Rashi has to say, we're talking about Adayin L'Nishtam Shubay. Since Meshamshim only become Asr after you Meshamish with them, so mainly the question is, before you were Meshamish with it, after it was fixed, does it get back its old previous din that it had before it broke? And the Dvo himself says that Lashon also on that Gemara there. The Dvo says, "Afagav deloy chozav v'nishtamish by lavay dezora, hodru le tumah yishana v'ilu b'shachozav v'nishtamish hariyesh le tumah chadasha mnei shachozav v'nesa." So the Dvo, the Gemara is talking about when you weren't chozav v'nishtamish by lavay dezora, because ilu he was chozav v'nishtamish, he has a tumah chadasha because it was chozav v'nesa. So both Rashi and Ritva are saying that it's totally if you're neshtamish with the meshamshim, that's when they become nesa. And the chayyur it's muchach like that in the Gemara there, because if you're going to say like the Ritva and Mem Zayin that it means achi yevdu means until the avodah zarah was nevad. So over here when the meshamish was nishbar and it was chayzev erischon, nothing happened to avodah zarah. The avodah zarah itself is still the same avodah zarah. The avodah zarah which it's meshamish is the same Avodah Zarah which is a Nevar. It's an Avodah Zarah which is after Shas Avodah already. So what do you need when Yechazav Rishchan is automatically back to being a Meshamish of that Avodah Zarah? If the Ritva and Mem Zayin is saying all you need is that you should be a Meshamish in Avodah Zarah which is a Nevar, even though the Meshamish weren't used yet, so then Lecher is very sure, what's the Shaila by Yechazav Rishchan? You have Rashi and the Ritva's problem, but let it be Nesar Michodesh, it's a Meshamish right now. Forget about going back to its old din. The Chayyur Gemara itself should be Mukhach that Meshamshim Achiyavdu means until you Meshamish with them. And Bemis the Chazanish in Yerdei Simen Samach Beis Yud is very Niskashin on this Ritva He says before he was rise from Gemaras that until you use the Mishamshim, they're not Nesar. Even if the Avodah Zarah is the Avodah Zarah, which is being never already, until you use the Mishamshim, it's not Nesar. By Bimus and by other Gemaras, until you use the Mishamshim, it's not Nesar. So Cheres Tzorchi in the Ritva, unless you'll say that the Ritva and Mem Zayin means you need both things. You need it, the Mishamshim were Mishamish Behen, and the Avodah Zarah was never, it wasn't just Mishas Asiyah. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara darshens the Pesukim according to Rekiva and Rishmol. The Gemara quotes a din from Yitzchak. Dom Rab Yitzchak, minayin l'vedis kachavim shal Yisrael shatuna geniza, shnema v'som b'seise. We learn from the Pasuk v'som b'seise that Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, Avodah Zarah of Yisrael needs geniza. The Idoch, the other man Dom Rab darshens v'som b'seise, v'ad shi yasla dvom shal b'seise, there has to be nevad. So where does he learn out the din of geniza? The pasuk is makish asherah to mizbeach, just like avne mizbeach need geniza, so asherah also need geniza. So the Gemara learns up like both mandam and zalocha that avodah zarah of Yisrael needs geniza. What exactly does that mean? Avodah zarah of Yisrael is tuna geniza. What is the Gemara being matzich with this halacha? So Rashi's lost in his tuna geniza, kishi shleima, geniza bekarka. That you bury it in the ground when it's whole. It sounds like from Rashi, that it's saying it doesn't need beer, it doesn't have to be destroyed. Avodah Zarah shel akum has to be destroyed. If we had the Mishnah before, seichik v'zayra l'ruach, you have to destroy it. There's a mitzvah of ibud, of beer. Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael, you put it in the ground and you geniza it, and that's all. Teres Chaim here is Medayik in the Lashon Rambam. He says it also goes with Shitas Rashi that is Allah Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael doesn't need beer, only needs Geniza. And Goyis Yaivitz here on the Gemara says a raya to the Shita from Yaakov Avinu that says in Pasuk that they were toimen after the Maisa with Shechem, that Yaakov Avinu told the Bnei Beisai to be toimen Avodah Zarah underneath the tree. They were buried Avodah Zarah. It doesn't say that they were mavar. It doesn't say they destroyed Avodah Zarah. It says they buried Avodah Zarah. So Dr. Goyis Yaivitz here, that the pshat is because the Avos had a din like Yisrael, and without they had a din like Yisrael, the Avodah Zarah didn't need beer. It was enough for Geniza, like this Rashi here. Taisvus over here says the Bermas Chamam is Beach Ton Geniza Pirish Beer Bloy Hanok My Egel Shesachku V'Zaru. Taisvus says the Gemara doesn't mean Geniza. Gemara means beer, you have to destroy it like we find by the Egel. The Rashash is Mitzayin, the Rashash brings a raya from the Mishnah in Shabbos, that the Mishnah in Shabbos talks about the Shir Hitzah on Shabbos, how much you have to be mighty in order to be chay for Shabbos. Mishnah in Shabbos, Taf Tzadi. The Mishnah talks about the different things that need Geniza, like Svarim, rubbed out Svarim, and rubbed out Matpeches of Sifrei Kodesh. Things that need geniza, so the Mishnah says, if you might even a kol shu has chshivas, because matzniya neisel and gunzon, they take it for geniza. Rabbi Yudah ima afa moitzi misham she avedazara kol shu shnevel yidvuk biyodach mumen acherim. Rabbi Yudah says, who adin misham she avedazara, because the Torah is machshev even a kol shu the yidvuk biyodach mumen acherim to asrit bano. So Shash is medayik, that's mashman, that the rabbanon, that a chaylik on Rabbi Yudah, they don't have the din by avedazara, only by things that need geniza. His mashmah, the pshat is, because Avodah Zarah is not for the things that need geniza. Avodah Zarah needs beer, like Shita's Taisus over here. The question is, how did Taisus learn the Gemara tuna geniza? So Rambam says, the Rishonim here say a different taitch of the Gemara. Ramban says here on the Gemara, Minayin Avodah Zarah Shesol Shetuna geniza. How do you know Avodah Zarah Shesol needs geniza? Ramban says, the main pasuk here is coming to tell us that it's only batala. It doesn't have bittel. It doesn't have bittel. That tuna geniza means there's no eitzah for it. You have to be going as it. There's no eitzah of bittel. But zor shel goy, you can be in battle. Then it says the gemara on the base, the gemara on nun base and base on the bottom. The gemara brings this drasha of sam b'seisim elamim shetuna geniza that there's no bittel. The man brings a kashia from the ravid. Why do we need this pasuk to tell us that there's no bittel? We learn already from the pasuk ashirayim tisufum beish. The Gemara learns later, Ashireim Tisufum Be'esh, that the Asheras that were there at the time the Gidden came into Eretz Yisrael had a din of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, which had no bittel, and because it would already belong to the Gidden from his man Ha'avos, Asherein tisra from Be'esh. So we see already from that pasuk that Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael, there's no etzah for you have to burn it. So why do we need this pasuk of Tuna Geniza? As he brings a kasha from the Ravid. Dr. Ramban Teretz, Nichalei, Hasan Dumung Zersa Kasav, Fitzayuch Shah, Kedilaka with the Zorman Orit. Maybe that was a special Zersa Kasav, Tzayuch Shah, at the time that Klai Yisrael was coming into Yisrael to be Eikah with the Zara from the Orit. Ababalma, Eimaloch, with the Zara shel Yisrael, Yeshla Batola. Maybe Ladairis, Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael does have a bittul. So it's clear from the Ramban, we're just looking for a pasuk that Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael doesn't have a bittul. Mitva over here also says on this Gemara, Tuna Geniza, Velamdu Mikan, Sha'af Meshamshe, Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael, Inlim, Batola, Ilomis, Kavodah Zarah Atzma. The pasuk here is coming to tell us that Meshamshe, Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael don't have any bittul, Kavodah Zarah Atzma. Hanu Meshamshe, Avodah Zarah Ninu, the pasuk is coming to tell us that there's no bittul. Nitva says gniza damina ba'ayin yon loyim shetuna ibud. The gniza that the Gemara says here doesn't mean gniza; it really means it needs ibud. If yishasur ba'no ve'ain la bittul la'olam gniza shalah haynu shesoichik v'zayir leruach k'rab Yosei matul yam k'rabanan. The gniza that we're referring to here is soichik v'zayir leruach k'rab Yosei matul yam k'rabanan. Even though the Gemara is makashit to Mizbeach, Asherit to Mizbeach, it says it's not the same type of Geniza like over there. Over there is Taka Geniza Mamish. The Lashon Meshutafu, it's a Lashon that could be used in different ways, the word Geniza. Now, Chaner also in Yivamis Kuvdalid, Taisis the Remaschal Sandal, points this out that he says, even though the Mishnah says, even though the Gemara says Geniza, but it's Mavur from Shitas Taisin, Obey the Zorah, Daf Mambeis, Daf Nun Beis, that Geniza doesn't mean Geniza, it needs beer, Schika Vazer Leruach, and Mele is talking over there that it's going to have a din of Ketuse Mechta Sheyure, like all Nisrafim, it's going to be considered that it doesn't have a share. The Ramban declares a big suffix in this din that Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael doesn't have bittul, Tong Geniza. What the Ramban says, Mesap Kali, what's with the Meshamshim? The Meshamshim Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael. Do they also have a din like Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael? That they don't have any bittul, well, that's dafka din of Avodah Zarah itself. The Ritva learns it up into the pasuk, the second drasha that the Gemara brings, the Hekesh to Asherah. He learns up the pshat and the drashas that's going mefurish on Meshamshim. Ramban himself is mesupik about it, and Ramban is mashma the suffik is, the Ran says beferish, that the suffik is totally the Gemara's suffik. That the Gemara cleared Ashayla by Risach Klila by Yitzchavim. The Gemara declared, "Avid Chavon the Yisrael, Alibud Rabbi Kiva, Alibud Rabbi Shmuel." That says, "Asur Miyad." What's with the Meshamshim? Do you say Meshamshim and Meshamshim Gamrinon? Mahosa Matche Yavdu, Afach Matche Yavdu. Idulma Minogam or Mahi Asur Miyad. Af Meshamshem Asur Miyad. The Gemara is a suffix according to Bishmol. That learns up. Bishmol learns up from a pasuk that Avid Zora shall Yisrael is Asur Miyad. So the Gemara declares, what's the din of the Meshamshim? Do you say the Meshamshim have the same din, Mino Gomar, Mahi Asur Miyad, Af Meshamshem Asur Miyad? Or you say, no, Meshamshim, Meshamshim Gamrinon, Yimidama Meshamshim to the Pasuk of Meshamshim, the Pasuk of Meshamshim, which is talking by Meshamshim, by the Zohar Shal Akam, over there is Achi Yavdu. So you learn up to all Meshamshim from the Pasuk of Meshamshim that they're all Achi Yavdu. So the Gemara is a Sophic, according to Bishmol, if the Meshamshim, by the Zohar Shal Yisrael, when are they Nessa? The Nessa Miyad, like the Avodah Zarah, or the Nessa Achi Yavdu Doim to Meshamshim of Avodah Zarah Shel Nochri. So Ramban and the Ran are saying that this Shail, if they have Bittul, will be tolling the same two Tzadim. Just like Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael doesn't have Bittul. So if we say Mino Gomar, or Mindam and the Meshamshim to Avodah Zarah, so the Meshamshim will neither have Bittul. Meshenkin, if you say, not Mino Gomar, you learn it from other Meshamshim, the other Meshamshim that the Torah is talking about are Meshamshim of Avodah Zarah Shel Goy, which do have Bittul, so then the Meshamshim will have Bittul. So Rishonim bring a Rach, the Rashba brings Meshem the Rach, is Kamon and Dafn Dalad, that the Rach says that Meshamshim of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael have Bittul. They don't have the din of Ein Le Bittul, only on Avodah Zarah itself. The Rambam Bayos is Metzadeid, he says it's Mashma from the Sugis. Mashma, he says it's not Mefurish, but it's Mashma from the Sugin to Einlan Batol, that they have a din like the Avodah Zarah itself, and they don't have Bittul. But he brings from the Ravid, The Ravid says, Ravid Paskin's takarat, Misham Shevet Zor Shoy Yisrael don't have bittul. But he says, if you have Misham Shevet Zor Shoy Goy, that the Avodah Zorah is by the Goy, and the Misham Shevet are by the Yisrael, Avodah Zorah itself is by the Goy, and the Misham Shevet are by Yad Yisrael, and the Goy is Mevatel, the Avodah Zorah which is by him, Avodah Zorah is Avodah Zorah Shoy Nochek, it has bittul. Then the Misham Shevet that are by the Yisrael become bittul also Agav, the Avodah Zorah. Means even though Avodah Zorah itself, which is Biyad Yisrael, Avodah Zorah of a Goy, let's say Yisrael bought it, and now it's in the Rishus of Yisrael, doesn't have Bittul anymore. But if the Avodah Zorah, the main Avodah Zorah is by the Goy, and the Meshamshim of the Avodah Zorah, Rishus Yisrael, you don't say that the Meshamshim should get a din of Yisrael, that they don't have a Bittul. They become Bottle Agav of the Avodah Zorah, since the Avodah Zorah itself is still by the Goy, and has a din Bittul, so the Meshamshim become Bottle Agav David Zor. It also brings this Ravid. The Nochi should beat David Zor Shaloi, beat him Shamshe, Afpishahim Bishus Yisrael. It himself doesn't really seem to agree with this thing so much. He says, Nirim Advarim, that it's only true if the Yisrael was Zaych in it after the Bittul. But if the Yisrael already owned the Mishamshim before the Bittul, then even if the guy is Mevatel of Ikra by the Zor, which is by him, the Mishamshim which are by the Yisrael are going to stay also because they have a din of Shal Yisrael, which doesn't have bittul. Chayr, it's a shayla how the din bittul of Meshamshim, if it's a direct bittul or it's just through the Avodah Zorah. In other words, when the Mishnah says, and I'm amazed, that Avodah Zorah, that you mevatel, the Meshamshim become bittul mameila, you don't have to go and do a maisa bittul in the Meshamshim. If you mevatel the Avodah Zorah, the Meshamshim become bittul mameila. What's the pshat in that din? Is the pshat that by being mevatel of Avodah Zorah, it's considered you did a bittul in the Meshamshim also, the nichla on that bittul. So Mamela, then you can hear like the Ritva, that if the Meshamshim themselves are by Yisrael and they don't have a dim bittul, it can't be chal a bittul on them. But what the Mishnah means, no, that the Meshamshim are tafel to Avodah Zorah, and once the Avodah Zorah is bittul, the Meshamshim are Mamela bittul, they can't be Meshamshim if the Avodah Zorah doesn't exist anymore. So Mamela, if the Avodah Zorah is by the guy, and the guy has a dim bittul on the Avodah Zorah, the Meshamshim will be bottle mameila, even though they can't be chal on them themselves a dim bittul. Mar continues in Boyer of Amnuna, from Nuna's Shaila, Risach Klila Avodah Zorah. Mar goes through different stadium what of Amnuna's Shaila was. At the end of Gemara says the Shaila was Mishum Tumma Yishana Kami Boyerle. Amnuna's Shaila was a Shaila and Tumma. There's a Tumma of Avodah Zorah, Midrabonon Avodah Zorah is Mitame. Hachi kami boyle. Ki hadru tumah hani milu tumah deraisa wa tumah drabanon loy. Duma loy shnot. We have a klal of a klimatchis which became tomei and then nishbar and then you fix them back. So even though when they're nishbar they became tor, when they get back, repaired back to the original state, they go back to the original tumah. So the Gemara is clarifying by Avodah Zorah, what's going to be by Avodah Zorah? Does it go back to its original tumah since it's only a tumah drabanon? Does it have this chumrah or not? So the Bachi at Agoyis HaBach and Ois Aleph, he says that the Gemara has to be talking about an Avodah Zorah Shal Yisrael, which has no bittul. Avodah Zorah Shal Yisrael, which the Kli Shal Yisrael, come by Yilev Levi Shal Yidvik Chavim. Because if the Shvira is a bittul, so the Bachi's understanding, how's it possible to go back to the old Tumah? It's already bottle, it's not an Avodah Zorah anymore. And even though there's Halacha and Hilchas Tumah, that you go back to the old Tumah, but over here it has to become back in Avodah Zorah. It's not going to get back the tumah after its bottle. That's the Bach's Hanocha. Demis is the Ritva, is Mefurish not that way, and the Maram also. The Ritva says that the Gemara is talking about Avodah Zorah the Nochri. We're talking about Avodah Zorah the Nochri, which has bittul. The Ilub Avodah Zorah Shal Yisrael, Kivin She'en La Betela, Af Kishanishba, Kshem Shalai Batal Yisura, Le Batal Tumasai. He says just the opposite. The Gemara is only talking about Avodah Zorah, which has bittul. Because Avodah Zorah which doesn't have bittul, even before you rischan, even before you repaired it, the shvira itself is not going to make it lose the tumah. Afka shenishba, k'shem shalei batul yisuroi, lei batul tumasei. He says it's not going to lose the tumah even while it's broken. It's not going to lose the tumah unless the break makes a bittul, so then at that point it's going to lose the tumah. But if the shvira doesn't make a bittul, or it's not, there is no chalei spittle, like Avodah Zorah Shal Yisrael, it's not going to help to be shaved, it's not going to lose the tumah. The Hainu Ritva holds, just just being shaver it and making it not be a kli anymore, even though that works for all hilchos tumah always, that the kli loses whatever tumah it has, but to lose the tumah of avodah zarah, if it's not going to be bottle, if it's not going to have a bittle on its tayrus avodah zarah, it's not going to help to be shaver it to lose the tumah. The chayyur is svara from them, Zayah Pashat, like the Avi Ezri says, the Pshach says in Sefer in Avi Ezri, Perek Vav Allah Chazayin, he's going through, he uses this svara in the Sugya. He says that as long as the Avodah Zarah is still Nechshav and Avodah Zarah, that's what's going on the Tumah. In other words, the Tumah of Avodah Zarah has nothing to do with other Tumahs, Okeli is Mekabel Tumah, Eichel is Mekabel Tumah. The Tumah of Avodah Zarah is that Avodah Zarah is Tumah. Regardless if the Avodah Zarah is a Kli or not a Kli, if it's a Eichel or not a Eichel, it doesn't have to be an item which is Mekabel Tumah. The fact that it's Avodah Zarah makes it Mekabel Tumah. So what's the difference that you shaver it and you made it not be a Kli anymore? If it still has a Teres Avodah Zarah, that itself is a Siba for Tumah. So it was saying, Behechich, the only way this thing could lose its Tumah, even before you repaired it, even Meshas the Shvira, is if the Shvira made it bottle from being an Avodah Zarah. If it was Chala Bittel, if there was a Bittel from being an Avodah Zarah, so then it lost its Teres Tumah. Now the question is, when you repaired it and made it back an Avodah Zarah, if it goes back, if you say Chazor Tumah Seyeshanan, just like we have the Gzer Drabana by Matchis, by all the tumas, which with that is understandable, but the Maram really explains in Rashi, that Rashi says, Chaza v'rischan l'avaydis k'chavim. Rashi says, it doesn't just mean you repaired it, it means you repaired it back to be an avaydis zara again. Chaza v'rischan l'avaydis k'chavim. It means if the person was just stam chaza v'rischan, then avada wouldn't go back to its old tumah. Because the way it lost its tumah is that it was became bottle from being an avaydis zara. That's how it lost its tumah. The question is now, when you repair it, and put it back to being an Avodah Zarah, if it should be Chazor Tumasei Yeshana. But just from going back to being a Kli, that's not what makes the difference here. It didn't lose the Tumah from losing its Tayrus Kli. It lost the Tumah from becoming Ois Avodah Zarah. The question is, when you make it back in Avodah Zarah, that's how the Maram explains the Rashi, Chazor V'rischan Avodah Zarah. That's the Shita Seretva, and the Maram here in the Sugya. The Shash over here talks on the Bach, and he says that the Chayyur Gemara could be talking about in both cases, Sai Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael or Avodah Zarah Shal Akum. Means even though Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael does not have Bittel, and because of that, the Ritva says we can't be talking about Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael because we'll never lose the Tumah to begin with. So, Dr. Shash, no, we have a Gemara right to the next Gemara. The Gemara says that even if Bittel doesn't work by Takravis, Takravis also has no din Bittel. Takravis never becomes Mutu Bittel. Oh, but maybe for the tumah, bittel could be mahani. Maybe the bittel only doesn't help for the kravis for the iser, but for the tumah will be mahani. So Dr. Shashi can say the same thing. But in Geya, Yisrael who doesn't have bittel, Yisrael doesn't have bittel just for the iser. But maybe for the tumah, he will have bittel. You find the Gemara that such a thing is bittel just for the tumah. And the Rambam says the Rishonim, Bavarnet, the Rishonim, Amachalik, the Ramban, and the Ritva, they say that's different. That a Yisrael's bittel is not a bittel b'chlal. It's not a bittel b'negei anything. Not b'negei the Avodah Zarah itself. Not b'negei any mishamshim. It's not a chalais bittel b'chlal. So male, that's a svar that doesn't help even for tumah. It's not just a svar for issa. The Gemara is only saying by takravis. Takravis where the bittel is a bittel. It just for the takravis it doesn't work. But the bittel works for Avodah Zarah and for the mishamshim and for other things. So then you could say it works for the takravis also, at least for the tumah. Even if the Isser is exerts a custom that the Isser stays even after the Bittel. But the Bittel has a Teres Bittel. Shenken Bittel of Yisrael doesn't have a Teres Bittel Bechlal. Zeshtet in Ramban. Mor continues on Amabez with a Shaila. Boimine Rabbi Yosi ben Shol me Rebbe Kelem Shashimshum ben Mischonyoi Maus Yishtamshum ben Beis HaMikdash. Mor clears of Kelem that were used in the Migdash of Chonyoi if they're allowed to use them in the Beis HaMikdash. Was if Avodah Zarah, or if it was just that they made a bomber in the time of Isser Bombers, but they're being makriv l'shamayim. So Gemara says, we're going according to Randa Omar, the Beis Chonya is not a Beis Avodah Zarah. And we know that the Kehanim, they gave a knas, the Kehanim of Beis Chonya, were not allowed to be mishamish in the Beis Mikdash afterwards. The question was, if they made a knas from Rabbanon on the Kelim also, or not. So Gemara goes in his Medameh, from the pasuk of Kli, the Kalim of Achaz, Kalim that were used for Avodah Zarah, The Rashi says the Mikra Din, they weren't Nesar because they belonged to Hegdish, and Ein on the Moise Dovish Ein Shaloi. And still, the Chacham made a Knas, and they asked them. So you see, we make a Knas even on Kalim. So who had Din by Beis Chanya, which Mikra Din is not also because it's not Avodah Zarah. Still, we'll make a Knas even on Kalim. That's the Gemara's Medama, that we make a Knas even on Kalim when they're not also Mikra Din. That's Shittas Rashi. The Ramban here on Amr Aleph, the Vermaschal, Mai Mishamshel, Mai Misham Shengomar, and the Ramban more Barichas on Daf Mem Zayin, the Ritva on Daf Nun Dalid, they say that the Gemara was a different Tzustel. Not just a question if you make a Knas on Kalim like Rashi. The Gemara basically is a Shiloh. When something is Mutter Meikra Din, do you say that it's still for Gavoya, it's Mos? It's Meisi. It's Mos, it's disgusting to use it for Gavoya, even though Meikra Din, it doesn't have an Issa. And that's the Gemara's being with Dama, Kalim Beschonyoy, that they're Mos for Gavoya. The same thing, Kalim, which are, were used for Avodah Zarah, even though Ein on the Moise Dabash Ein Shaloi, they're still more used for Gavoya. And the man himself says, over here on the Beis, that who had din Kalim in the Ritva, on the Dalet, that who had din Avodah Zarah, which was bottle, or Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, which were bottle, so Meikra din they're mutter because they're after Bittel, but they're also going to be Nichol on the Gemara's Shaila, Beis Chanyoy, that something after Bittul still has the Me'isis for Gavoya, it's still Moos for Gavoya. Means we have a similar Shaila in the Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin for Mitzvah. The Gemara dons if after Bittul it's still possible for a Mitzvah because Yesh Dichei it's all Mitzvahs. Rabban is saying that for Gavoya there's a different question, it's a question of Moos, it's Moos for Gavoya, and that's Nichol and the Shaila here of Beis Chanyoy, that it's also for Gavoya even though it's Bottle already, even though it's Bottle already. Mishayzer brings Tak and Simon Kufn and Dalid, B'shem der Ben Yeruchim, Mechabe Paskin Zit and Kufn and Dalid, Sefir Aleph, Nevi Shal Shavash, Nosnum Kusti, Lavoides Alilim, the Kibon, Kibon Shamosham, Venoslam and Mochum Lisrol, Osla Adlikam Besa Knesses. The wax, the candles that they bring in front of the Avodah Zarah, which has a din of Mishamshe Avodah Zarah, Tais we spoke earlier, and the Galach put it out, was Mechabit and sold it, so it had a bittel already. It's mutter for a person to be nana from it. I had a bittel already. But still, Zakhtar Ben Yeruchim, Osla Adlikam Abes Aknesses, for Gavoya, it's Mohus, to use it for Gavoya. And Dr. Moshe over there brings that others are Chaylik, and the Marshal Benegeya for Ner Chanukah, they say you could use it, it's after bittel. But the Mechaber Paskins, Luchas Beis Aknesses, it's also to use it for Beis Aknesses, because it's Mohus for Gavoya. And Mishnah Berurah says on that, "Who had done the chol hadlakas shal mitzvah, going hadlakas near the Shabbos or the Chanukah, like lulmid lufneim, or to use the light for learning, is also who had done the chol mili the mitzvah, that it's moyus to use it for a mitzvah or for gevoya." The Magen Avraham there on that halacha talks about what about using a tifla, a building that was used for Avodah Zarah, and turning it into a basic knesses to be used for a shul. They should have the same Isser of the Mechaber, something that was used for Avodah Zarah as Moyes, to be used for Gavoya, even after Bittel. He says, some are Mekel, because maybe it has a Din Mechuber, and Mechuber is not Nesar, Lo Yahorim Elihei, and Mechuber is not Nesar, doesn't get an Isser of Avodah Zarah. When Rom says, the Shver Heter, because the Gemara said before, B'Shloi Shabbatim, that really a Bayis has a Din Tolosh, it's not Mechuber, it's only a mountain is Mechuber, a Bayis is Tolosh, Umsayf Chibroi. The stones were originally Tolosh, has a din Tolosh. When Ram says maybe they're Mekel, that's a little bit like a Mechuba, but again, this din, that after Bittel, it should be Mutter, even though it really doesn't have a status of Mechuba, Kaidim Bittel. Like upon him, the Magen Avraham doesn't really like the Kula of using a Tifla for a Shul. Rav Moshe Feinstein and Igris Moshe says also, he says when he came to America, he saw a Minig that they buy old tiflas and they turned them into shuls. He says it's something that wasn't the minig in Europe, and he doesn't like it at all. That he says you should be machmir like the Magen Avraham, and they shouldn't use a place that was used for Avodah Zarah to go and use it later for tefillah. More continues Leibim Seyelei that it says there were gonzu the avnim mizbeach shashiktu anshe yavon that the avonim of the mizbeach that the avonim used for Avodah Zarah they were going as them. So the Gemara brings a raya. You see from there that even though it's after, It's ain't the vayis adavish ain't the shaloi. The Yevanim didn't have a koyach to aser. It belonged to Hegdish. Still, it was also to use it afterwards for gavaya. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says no. It's not a raya. Hosam krash kechvadorish. The chesiv a bow about pizza mechilalua. The day it says in the pasuk chilalua that it went out. It was neschalal. It went out of Hegdish, and therefore Yevanim had a koyach to aser it up. What's this? He said a bow about pizza mechilalua. There was neschalal. The Avni Mizbeach says Machlokes here. The Balmor and Mochamis had a learned the Gemara. Balmor says the Gemara's Teretz is a Boba Pritza means Pritza Yisrael. That besides for the Yevonim, they were also Misyavnim, they were Pritza Yisrael. And they have the halacha of Me'ila. The halacha by Me'ila is when someone's Moyo Behektish, the Hektish goes out L'chulin. When somebody's in Schaiv and Me'ila, the Hektish goes out L'chulin. So even though the Goyim don't have a Teretz Me'ila, but since they were Pritza Yisrael, so it was Chilua. It went out of Hegdish, it was Mila Behegdish, it was Yetzel Chulin, and that's what the Gemara means, that's why they were Bekoyach to Asrit. The Machamis over here is Chaylik Shtak on the Balamor, and he says that first of all, Mizbeach has Kedushas Aguf, and Kedushas Aguf is any Yetzel Chulin, like the Balamor himself says that the Gemara before by Klei Ochaz, when Ochaz they used the Kalim of the Migdash, the Gemara didn't have this Eitzah of Me'ila that should be Eitzah B'chulun because of Me'ila. Dr. Balamor, Klisharis, Kedush Saguf is not Yetzah B'chulun with Me'ila. And Ban says, Adni B'zbeach is also Kedush Saguf. Kedush Saguf, there's no din as Yetzah B'chulun with Me'ila. The klal is by Kedush Saguf, Yesh Moyel Acha Moyel. It's not Yetzah B'chulun. It's only by Kedush's Beda Kabayis. For Oidram, Ban says, there's Ein Me'ila B'karkois. And Mezid is no Me'ila. He says, this has no Shaychas to Me'ila B'hegdish. He says the Gemara here is saying a new halacha, we're dashing a new halacha from the pasuk, a boba pritzim v'chilua, that when the goyim come in and they're pirates, the Beis Hamikdash, that's mechalo, the kedushas hamokim, and the kedushas hamikdash, and the kedushas hamizbeach is yoitze l'chulin, a idea that the goyim were pirates in it. That's what we're dashing from this pasuk, a boba pritzim v'chilua. Mbemis from Kveger is mitzayin here, Gemara Nedorim, the Samach Beis, and the Osameach, in Perek Ches from Avodah Zarah Halacha Aleph, also brings this Gemara to ask on the Balamor, that the Gemara of the Mefurish, the Gemara says that Balshatzar drank from the Kalim of the Klishoris, drank wine from them, even after they were ready, Klechoil was a tain on him, even after they were ready, Klechoil, why were they Klechoil? Because the Gemara says, Boba Pritzim Chilua, the Gemara is Mefurish, that even the Klishoris would have Kedushas, which have Kedushas Aguf, we yoytze lechulin because of this pasuk above a pritzim v'chilalua. That's reflected in Meir Simcha on the Balamor, and that's what Reb Kveger is lechere being mitzayin here. Upon him, there's a new halach of above a pritzim v'chilalua that the Beis Hamikdash neschal idea that the pritzim come in. The Achrenim dan lechere in Meisa we hold kitchel asad lavay that the kedushas hamakim is still there. You have to say the Gemara means lechere only the kedusha of the bayis itself, the walls and the mizbeach, the kalim, but the status of the makam, the machane shechina, is not totally in the bob of pritzim v'chilalua. There's an interesting chasam sofer in tshuva in erechayim siman lamed gimel. The chasam sofer says a machshava that the gemara says that the Beis Hamikdash started burning on Tisha B'av, but rov of it burnt on Asiri on the 10th day of Av. So why was the tainus nikva on Tisha B'Av? So Chasam Sofer says, because by the time, once it started burning, so by the time it was burning on Asiri, it wasn't Kaddish anymore, it already was Chal B'Av B'Pitzim V'Chilalua, so it was a Bayis Shochel, it was being Nisraf. So the Ike Churban is when the Bayis Shochedish, when at the time they were pirates in it, when they Mechal it, which was on Tisha B'Av. After that, it's a Bayis Shochel being Nisraf, it doesn't, not Shaykh to have a tainus on the data, bias of chayil is being nisraf. And bring from Kovitz Chuvas, from Abba Yashiv, Chayil Gimel, Peiches, that he asks on this Chasam Sofer, he says that it really says in the Gemara, the Goyim already broke in on Zion. They first lit the fire on Tisha. They already broke in on Zion. So if you're going with the Chasam Sofer's Cheshbon, you should already have the Boba Pitzim Chilua even before Tisha B'Av. And it should come out even on Tisha B'Av was already a bias shachayil. Next Mishnah on the base, Evik Chavim Vatal Beis Chavim Shaloi V'Shal Chaveiroi Yisrael in Vatal Vitzchov Mishlai Vitzchov. Hamavatal Vitzchov and Vatal Mishamsheo, Bitu Mishamsheo, Mishamshe Mutorim Vihi Asura. Dr. Gemara, the Gemara brings a shaila about a goy that had a Vedizorah Beshutfis with Yisrael. Gemara learns up a Braisa from Rabbi, Amr of Hill, Braid Revalis, and Yitzchak Hashayeshu Beshutfis. That it was a shaila, Bialdusai the Rabbi, Mzaknusai the Rabbi. Yaldusai Sarva Yisrael, Adaita David Chavim Polach, Kivan David Chavim Mevatel, the Navshe, Yisrael Nami Mevatlo, Mzaknusai Sarva Yisrael, Adaita the Navshe Polach. Question, if a guy and a year own Avedizorah together, so the guy on his chalik has a bittle, a guy's Avedizorah has a bittle, the year on his chalik doesn't have a bittle, so Rabbi Bialdusai held that the Yisrael is only serving Adaita David Chavim, the Yisrael is going along with the guy, he's following the guy, and he's serving Adaita David Chavim, he's serving al das what the guy is doing, so as soon as the guy is mevatel, the Yisrael's part is also bottle, even though Yisrael usually doesn't have bittle. Shein kein, Rabbi Bezeknusa was chayzer that Yisrael is being over adaited the nafshei, and Mimela has a regular din of Yitzorosh Yisrael, which is not bottle. The chayr is a very shver din. What was this tzad of adaited the Evik Chavim that Yisrael should have bittel because he's going along with the guy? The chayr of Allah is, the Gemara learned from Sukkim, that Yisrael doesn't have bittel. What's the difference? What's the difference? What is cheshbon is why he's being mevatel because he's just following the guy. Maisi doesn't have bittel. He was over it, and after he was over it, he doesn't have bittel. So it's Zorah Shal Yisrael. So Nachiezer is Meirach and this of Chaim Oizer and Chelik Beis Tezayin. He says basically that's not a din of bittel here. It's missing in the Ikra Avoda. It's kilu the whole Avoda was al Tanai, as long as he's only being over it, as long as the guy is part of it. As soon as the guy is not being over it anymore, it's as if he wasn't over it on that tzad, which is very shver to understand how that works at Tanai in Avodah Zarah. The Lashon HaRavid over here in his Pirish is mashma that Yisrael himself only believes in it as much as the guy believes in it. The extent of the Yisrael being maimon in this Avodah Zarah is only as much as the guy believes in it. So as soon as the guy is bottle, Yisrael is also bottle. Shaz, what's the pshat in that? The Chazon Ish says, maybe it's doimit to like Meshamshim, which are bottled. The Mishnah says when David Zorah is bottled, the Meshamshim are bottled because it's Agav David Zorah. Somehow the Yisrael's David Zorah becomes a Nitval, an Agav of the guys of David Zorah. So it's bottled Memela without doing a bittle in it. It's bottled Memela, Agav, the Yisrael's David Zorah. Maybe it's Shaykh to say another Havon in the Ravid, to what we spoke in the beginning of the Shir from the Mechas Chinuch. The Mechas Chinuch learns the Ikke Chilik between Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael and Avodah Zarah Shel Akum is totally what type of an Avodah Zarah it is. Benigeya, the Isser of Miyad or Acha Tevat, and the Taz brings in Benigeya Bittel also by Yisrael Meshubed. It's totally what type of Avodah Zarah it is, what level of Avodah Zarah it is. Is it a level of Avodah Zarah of a guy, or level of a Zor v'yid? Like the Ritva says, the reason why a Yid doesn't have bittel is because he's Oduk Tvei, he's more Oduk in the Avodah Zarah. So it means a Yisrael of a Zor, which was never, which he, with a Yisrael type of Avodah, doesn't have bittel. A Yisrael of a Zor, which was never, with a guy's type of Avodah, does have bittel. And the same thing with Miyad and Achatevar, is totally whose Avodah was made for. So I'll pee that, if it's totally in such svaras, so maybe if the Yisrael is only being oivid as much as the guy is oivid, so even the level of Avodah of the Yisrael is not a Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, it's not a Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael type of Avodah. It's a Avodah Zarah Shel Akum type of Avodah, because he's not doing more than the Akum. Nela, that would be a svara that Adaita the Yisrael, Adaita the Akum of it. Rabbi Bezeknus, they said no, that the Yisrael is doing his own thing, he's not telling the guy. Zadaita the Nafshekov. Bismayer and Simon Kufman Vov has a Murdik Akasha here. He says it's Staten Rashi and Toysvis on Kufman Zayin and Mabez. The top Tois on Kufman Zayin and Mabez. And Rashi there, that the din of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael doesn't have to belong to Yisrael. Even if Yisrael bows down to Avodah Zarah of a Goy, to Avodah Zarah which belongs to a Goy, it also gets a din of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, which doesn't have bittel, can never be mevatel. And Bismayah says the Paiskim don't bring this din, which is Mefurish and Rashi and Taisis. Appella on the Paiskim, they don't bring it. But Meidach Kisa, the Bismayah says, from this Gemara is a big cash on Rashi and Taisis, mashma like the Paiskim that don't bring it. Because he says this whole Gemara here, the Gemara is saying you have a Shutfis, a Goy and a Yisrael. And the Gemara is saying that the Chelik HaGoy, the Goy could be Mevatel. The question is just if the Yisrael could be Mevatel his Chelik. In fact, the Bismayah, the Yid bowed down to this Tzelem, to this Avodah Zarah. So it comes out that even the Goy's Chelik is an Avodah Zarah Shal Goy, which was served by a Yid. According to Rashi and Tois, Avodah Zarah Shal Goy, which was served by a Yid, is Ein Labitul Eilamis. Meili Vlad Tzorachin from this Gemara on Rashi and Tois.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.